If you were lucky enough to be at the Cubs game when they took on the Dodgers, maybe you saw Bo Thompson. His name was on the marquee. It certainly got my attention. Bo is a diehard Cubs fan, and he has set a goal. Well, he did set a goal to collect 1 million Chicago Cubs baseball cards. And Bo, you did it. My gosh, it took almost 7 years, though, right?
It did. Hey, thanks for having me on. Finally hit the million, but we're here, and now I'm just enjoying my collection a little bit more.
Oh my gosh, I was asking Andy, who's our sports anchor this afternoon, how much space does 1 million baseball cards take up in one person's house? And he didn't have the answer, so why don't you give me the answer, Bo?
I've got a storage room in my basement that I've got about 12 or 13 industrial racks, about a 600 square foot room. Baseball cards, the standard card is 2.5 by 3.5 inches. So if you would lay them out end over end, it would take up 55.25 miles of baseball cards.
And Andy, you said you started selling or collecting during the pandemic. Which one?
Yeah, I was collecting during the pandemic because there was nothing really else to do. And I told Lisa this earlier. My wife was not pleased with the few boxes that I bought. I can only imagine what a million of them is like.
When my wife and I first started dating, I had about 20,000, and she goes, "Oh my God, this is the most baseball cards I've ever seen." So my collection and our relationship grew together at the same time. So she's been very supportive of my baseball card collecting, and many people would call it hoarding.
But that's a lot of money. How much do you think you've invested in those million cards?
I try not to think about that because it might give me a pause. I sell cards full time, mostly online. I do some card shows in the Chicago area and in Wisconsin. When it comes to the Cubs cards, once I buy a card in my Cubs collection, I just don't think about how much is it going up in price? Is it going down in price? It's just part of my collection. I do hope that it does increase in value as, you know, a type of investment, but all in all, I really don't pay attention to that. But from a collecting standpoint, my business, obviously I do, but my Cubs cards, they're just in my collection to enjoy and don't pay attention to the dollar signs next to them.
Okay, so if you've got 1 million Cubs cards, then how many other cards do you have?
3 million total.
That's amazing. And you have a Twitter account that a lot of people follow?
I do. 1 million Cubs on Twitter.
And why did you set this goal?
I had started buying collections and some bulk about 10 years ago. And I had accumulated about 1 million cards total by this point. And a lot of them were not worth very much. They overproduced cards in the 80s and 90s. And that's a lot of the cards that I had. Hard to get rid of, but since my childhood and into adulthood, I had done some trades where I would trade for Cubs cards, and I would trade off Brewers and Cardinals and Yankees for Cubs, and I knew there was a market for that, even the commons that weren't worth much, and I figured I have 1 million total cards. Let's trade 1 million cards I don't want for 1 million cards I do want, and that's how it all began in late 2017.
This could be your life in 5 years, Andy.
You know, it's amazing, though. You mentioned the overproduction of them. I remember when I was opening cards in the 70s and the 80s, how many times I would get Mike Tyson, Ted Sizemore, Rudy Mioli. I mean, all these guys I had no interest in collecting.
Yeah, and it's funny you mention that, some of those names. So I was doing some work downstate in Peoria a few years ago, and on Facebook Marketplace, somebody was selling 1,200 copies of the 1978 Topps Rick Rushel card, and I bought it for like $10. So I that's one of the cards that I have the most duplicates of, because in one foul swoop, I was able to acquire over 1,200 of Rick Rushel's cards.
Okay, but how many Paul Rushels do you have?
Not as many Paul.
And you know that he's a cousin to the dancing farmer. I'm married to a farmer, Bo, and Rick is his cousin. So it would make sense that in Illinois, I'm guessing it probably came from someone, you know, in Adams County, a family member or something that had all those cards all those years.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what's your most expensive card? Like, what card do you covet the most that you have in your collection that you're like, this is worth a lot of money?
I love the history of baseball. I love the history of the Cubs organization. So I really seek out some of the early 1900s cards, the 19th century cards. So I have a few, four or five from the late 1880s when they were known as the White Stockings. I have a lot of T206 tobacco cards. And then, of course, an Ernie Banks rookie card is, you know, got to be number one on any Cubs fans want list as a card collector. So that's up there as well.
Well, how fun that the Cubs let you throw out the ceremonial first pitch. Tops was on hand. They gave you a custom card, right? And your name was on the marquee. My gosh, what a day.
It was surreal. Tops had reached out to me about a month or 2 months beforehand, said, you know, we want to do this. I was just expecting to show up and get a card. I learned about the first pitch a few weeks in advance. So I showed up, the Cubs gave me a custom jersey with my name on it. 1M for 1 million on the back. We walked down to the marquee. I didn't expect to see my name on the marquee. I got to chat with Jordan Wicks in the dugout. Kerry Wood was at Wrigley that day. So he came over and we chatted after the first pitch. So it was just hearing my name announced by Jeremiah and seeing my image on the video board and the marquee. It was literally a dream come true for a Cubs fan.
And your wife will never be able to complain about all the room you're taking up with those cards again.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for joining us, Bo. I love your story.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.